From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
On this week's program, private company helping persons with disabilities to stand on their own. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. 15 graduates from the Abilities Foundation have benefited from a two-day training session, which has equipped them with skills to increase their employability. The training was hosted by Internet Income Jamaica. Internet Income Jamaica's main objective is to equip individuals with skills and knowledge needed to become entrepreneurs in charge of their own online businesses. Trainer Janelle Carr, who facilitated the sessions, says the beneficiaries were trained in areas such as data entry, voiceover, making calls, and transcription, among other things.
We're teaching from like a long list of categories. So also we can teach persons how to do like graphic designs and stuff like that.
She adds that with the training, the participants will be able to gain employment over the internet and work from home.
We're actually teaching persons how to earn online with whatever skills they have. And if they don't have any skills, we actually teach them a skill that they can do to earn online.
Being able to operate from the comfort of their own homes is key. According to Director of the Abilities Foundation, Suzanne Hamilton, lack of mobility is one of the greatest deterrents to employers considering hiring persons with disabilities.
What we noticed was that persons who are visually impaired and those with physical disabilities had the most challenge in accessing employment because of accessibility issues. Today, we're proud to say that we have 15 participants, and these are graduates. Some have graduated this year, but some have graduated as far back as 2 years ago and have been unable to access employment because of visual impairment. We find it very challenging for the visually impaired to get jobs. And at the end of their training, they would be able to use the knowledge that they have gained in securing income-generating activities over the internet.
The training being provided by Internet Income Jamaica falls under the Foundation's Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities, SCIPWD, project.
The main objective of the foundation is to deliver quality vocational training and transition our students into the workforce and having them be productive citizens of Jamaica. Especially through the SCIPWD project, we have had many successes over the last 3 years. Prior to the project, we probably had about 15% of our graduates getting a job. And now we can boast at least 95%.
One of the beneficiaries, Abby Ann Thomas, has expressed her appreciation for the training, adding that it will assist her in gaining employment and taking on the exciting challenge of a new skill.
Well, I feel excited because I would love to learn something new, to learn how to make money online, because that's what we're really doing. So I like doing that.
The Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities Project is a government program which falls under the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. Hundreds of Jamaicans have received help under the initiative, with some 500 skilled trainees numbered among the recent beneficiaries. Assistive aids have also been provided to 69 children with disabilities benefiting under the Program for Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH. For more information, contact the Abilities Foundation at 876-969-57201 or send an email to abilitiesfoundation@yahoo.com. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a great week.
Knows no bounds. When we needed help, you were always around.
The support and the grants where you give we a build road, our school and train we.
And now we're doing much better, yeah.
Life is sweet, if it's true, with the EU.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.